So let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right, I will call to order the Story County Drainage District Trustees. One item on our agenda today, and that's to consider the proposal to enter into a contract for Watchman Services with Bolton Mink. We had a presentation to us a few weeks ago.
A couple months ago.
Darren, as we understand it, this is not anything that we're obligated to send any business their way. This would just give you another tool in the toolbox if something comes up that you feel like they could be of assistance to us without utilizing staff time that we don't have.
Correct. I think the same goes for Joe with IRBM. If he gets a big brush project or something, you can rely on them to go get business done. Optional,
but you think beneficial for us to have.
Definitely.
Okay, questions, trustees.
So it's 2 months into or 3 months into Nick Herridge. How's that working out?
That's going well. Yeah.
Good, because you know we had a big hole to fill, and Nick was about as good as we were going to get.
It really was. So, yeah, I'm really pleasantly surprised how that's going.
Well, that gives me comfort knowing that we can hold on to some of ours. And the fact that this is, as I said, Ben, 2 months ago, I'll say again, this is a great class to deploy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like to think, because of the cost involved, that we don't use this, but only in extreme and dire circumstances.
Well, it's important for us to remember is every time we use this, it's the landowners that are paying for it. I mean, we may own some land in whatever district we're talking about, but we should only use this in the event that it is necessary.
I was cautious when we started this and had questions, and I'm very pleased with how it ended up in that our staff still being the ones in control and taking the lead and yet having good expertise to rely on to call on.
Just on a communication basis, if Joe is going to run into a brush situation, he's going to come to you. And the decision to use these people are vested with you. That's my understanding, or that would be my wish.
Oh, okay, if it's your wish. I didn't really have an understanding of it. I just figured whoever needed would pick up the phone.
I would like to think that, you know, we have a clear-throated conversation amongst the people affected, Darren and Joe, and that on a collective agreement, they say that, yes, we feel that we need to employ these people.
Joe, how does that work for you since you actually report to conservation? I mean, is that going to cause a little glitch anywhere with anybody?
No.
Okay.
And Joe, as you walked in, any reason you can see that we wouldn't move down this road and give us this extra tool in the toolbox?
I do not. I think it's an opportunity for us to do better in many ways. Better in our drainage district systems and labels to do other jobs.
Outstanding.
Well said.
Other questions?
None.
If not, I'd take a motion.
I move that we approve the Drainage District Watchman contract as presented to us today in the latest version, that we approve that with Bolton and Mink.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion? Olson.
Aye.
Chee.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Passes. Any other business for us today? I take a motion to
open to regular. Darren's got a project going on just south of Ronald and Richland 20 with a tile on the railroad. A different tile from the one we fixed the first time. I'll let Darren address that. But they've been fighting the railroad for more than a year, I think.
Yep, so, board, no discussion or deliberation on this. This is information only.
The judge was considered selecting Bolton Mink to pursue a tile boring project under the railroad, which Darren requested from an email that we give that to them as our first Watchman project.
Right.
Oh, so if it's on our agenda, let's go. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't intend to be here or not, but we did have it televised even, and we found enough that there's railroad ballast, a pretty good amount in the tile, and the tile's cracked. So the tile is somewhat functioning, so it's not as much as first as it was, as you said, it. Clean as we could, so it's working, but it needs replaced. So it's something that I would like to pass on to Ken to start the railroad permitting process.
Well, and Ken's got some success in working with the railroad, which I think is an important asset.
So standing the expense of doing all this, is that any of that borne by the railroad itself? Or is that the district loan?
The only expense the railroad will have will be their normal building.
Okay. All right. Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. So help me with this. So we have now entered into the contract, Watson Services contract with Bolton Mink. Are you going to have to come to us every time we utilize that contract or not?
That's a kind of question I have for you. How would you like to proceed with that? I'm already asking. Don't come to me, but then when should I bring this to the board? Email enough to let you know I'm going down that route? Or
that would work for me.
That would work for me also, Darren, to prevent delays, to everything. Just, yeah, knowing that it's happening.
We trust you enough. I trust you enough. I'm sure we collectively trust you enough. And if you believe this is something we need to do, then we do it.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, it seems to me that possibly this item on our agenda is moot, right? We entered into the contract with Watchman. Now, Darren, we're counting on you to use it judiciously, right? But when there's a time that we need to use it, you use it as one of your tools, just like you would anything else.
And all of a sudden, quite frankly, we do the claims. If we start to see that come up over, you know, Bolton and Mink and costs are rising up there, then that would be maybe the time to have a
conversation about that.
All right, so I'm deeming no action necessary here, Darren, and you do what you see fit. And then the other one, Scott, I'd like to update the trustees on while we got them here is the petition that we got from landowners in Marshall 1. So go ahead and give us the update on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't bring that with me. I didn't mean to bring it with me, but essentially we received a petition, for lack of a better term, from 8 or 9 landowners in Marshall Square 1. They're concerned about, they believe that the Kent Roadie said something either in the engineering report or in one of the meetings about creating an open ditch, grass waterway over the new tile, or at least the main tile, the large tile. We couldn't find any evidence. Kent doesn't recall saying that. There's nothing in the report. But some of the landowners have signed a petition feel that this was something that was stated would happen, and they want the liveways, since this is live news and the song, and the liveways are liable to create this grass waterway. My memory was that the liveways wanted the tile repaired and put back in so we could farm over that land. There was no mention of the grass waterway. Mm-hmm. We put this question to Kent, and he came back and said he didn't have any recollection of it. It wouldn't be a bad idea that there was nothing to be recalled from them.
And to be fair with the landowners that have signed this petition, they're not asking us as Grange District Trustees for anything at this point. They're wanting to keep us informed. I think, are they going through the NRCS trying to force compliance along those lines?
I don't think that was clear. They said that the libraries had already been fined for noncompliance with waterway issues, which I assume had to be DNR because nobody came to us in those petition. This has already happened in the past. They had some pictures of the area. There was a lot of corn stalks and things in the ditch. I'm assuming that that's something that put the DNR will have to clean out the water, but there was nothing about the waterway.
So this is just an open ditch, and it's where the tile feeds into the open ditch specifically that we're talking about. But again, I don't take this as there's any request for us as Grange District Trustees other than being informed that there is this friction going on in a district that we just did a substantial amount of work, and we probably need to follow it closely and see what, if anything, comes of it. But no action. I'm not deeming that we need to take any action at this point.
I don't think so. I don't know if we need to contact the petitioners and tell them we're not taking action. They didn't specifically.
So I told the gentleman who brought me the petition, Pat Berg, what's his name?
You just gave me the petition with the names on it, but I don't know who brought
it. Anyway, one of the petitioners brought me the petition, and I made it clear to him that we were not taking any action based on this. If they were expecting action, they needed to take an additional step.
That sounds like it was the right thing to tell them.
Has this been given to the Marshall County trustees?
No, I'll get them. I can get them a copy though.
I was just.
Just informational with a note that we don't deem that this requires any action from us, and we, in fact, we're not asked to take any action at this point.
Is there Isn't Marshall's story closed as far as, aren't we done with that? That was, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes. Okay. We're done with the project. The project that we just did.
Right. Okay. All right.
This would take more ongoing maintenance. If it goes any further, if the landlord was trying to pursue something through the trustees, that would be ongoing maintenance.
Well, and we had some additional, Joe went out and looked at some cattle in the open ditch out there where they were really destroying the ditch. So, I mean, we don't get to just finish off the project and be done, even though the project's done. We gotta maintain it as we go.
There's going to be more projects in
there.
Sure.
Are we the primary on this?
Yeah, yes. We're the lead.
One more informational item, real quick.
Good.
Okay. I don't get too many of these in writing, so I want to pass them on to you. It's the Polk Story District down south. Three items they want to address. The first one is in Story County. The other two are in Polk, so I've worked with Polk to get them on. The second two, talk to Dean about this. He wants to resolve, of course, this fall and help him do it. Could ours is under an abandoned railroad that's owned by conservation out for the future like that. And the trees have kind of got a little out of hand with the tile process. We're going to get those removed and probably check the tile. There is an issue in Polk County with the CRP. That's always a problem because they can't really touch it. The trees go on the crazy over the tile. And Polk County said that's been an issue for a long time. So I told Dean, I don't know if that would be addressed very quickly. Take care of these other issues and see if that takes care of the problem first and go from there.
Okay.
Just an update.
All right, yeah, keep us posted. So this is one, are we the lead of Story Polk 1? Okay. Okay. Super. Anything else for us today?
No.
All right. And you mean it this time.
Okay.
I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.